Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live!
TireRack.com will help you get there wherever there may be. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, The Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. However you may be listening, for the next 3 hours, you won't be disappointed. We got lots to get into. Of course, it is an NFL football Monday. Although we will talk some college football about Colorado, of course, Coach Prime. Tough weekend for them. But let me welcome in my partner, Mr. Rob Parker. What's up, man?
You must have made a lot of money over the weekend because you guaranteed Colorado winning, didn't you?
How would that make me money?
No, I'm just kidding.
I didn't guarantee. I picked them. But you know, I'm not putting money down like you. I don't just give away my money.
No, I know.
You do.
You're smart.
You give away all gambling. You give away at your night spots you like to go to.
All kinds of stuff.
You just got money to burn.
Well... maybe sometime. But I will say this. I do want to send real quick a shout out to Southern Connecticut State University and CeCe Sabathia, who entertained me, of course, Chris, Friday night when I missed the show. And it was a great program there. Thank you to the people at Southern that had me there. CeCe was great. The crowd seems to enjoy it. And a special thanks to Greg Bernard, who is in charge of alumni, the Alumni Association, Chris, and he always takes care of me when I go back to New Haven. And then I had a big dinner with about 10, 11 friends, so it was great. Great weekend, and ready to go.
That's great. Let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. On the ones and the twos, of course, DJ Alex Tyshirt, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. Running things, the super producer is here, Rob G. On the updates,
hey Steve,
our man Steve DeSager, and of course on social media, none other than the great Elijah.
Wait a minute, he's in here. He's in the studio with me. Come here, Elijah. Get on the camera.
Wow,
Chris, say hi to Elijah. He's here. Believe it or not,
Elijah, what's up, brother?
He said, "What's
up? How you doing, man?"
Oh, say something,
good
Elijah.
To see you,
we're
my man.
The radio.
How's it going? Good to see you, Chris.
Good to see you, brother.
He's just going to wave or whatever. I'm like, dude, this is the radio. Talk to him. All right.
All good. All right, Rob. Man, where to begin? The Denver Broncos, Rob, I'm just going to put it out there. They got beat 70-20 by the Miami Dolphins. Now, we know Miami is all of that. But 70 points? Rob, what do you make of the Denver Broncos giving up 70 freaking points? I used to cover NBA games with Cavaliers under Mike Fratello, the Knicks sometimes under Jeff Van Gundy, where they wouldn't score 70 points. And here they go doing it in a football game. Your thoughts?
At first, when I saw the score, I thought it was Dodger playoff pitching when I saw the score.
That was you got a big laugh out of that.
Well, he told me to get Kawhi ready, Chris.
Yeah.
Thank you, Alex. It sounded perfect, though. It was
Thank
very
you.
Good.
How'd you know when the joke was coming?
What?
Usually you just wait for Rob to laugh.
That's right. Usually I'll laugh at it. And Rob G, can you pull that off? I got to send it to Dodger friends. Okay. Okay. Anyway, Chris, here we go. I don't know if you're in Denver or you're in the ownership or the fan base or whatever, and you saw what happened with Sean Payton and that team, Chris. I'm here to tell you, I know it's three games in. After watching that performance and what went on, I'm convinced that the players have quit on Sean Payton.
Wow!
I'm not even kidding you, Chris.
Wow!
I believe that. You know how hard it is to give up 70 points in an NFL game?
Well, I'm going to interject in it because I want to ask you about to expound on that. Because I was talking on First Things First today with Coach Eric Mangini, Nick Wright, Kevin Wiles, the co-host. And I said, it looked like it. Because, if you look at a lot of those touchdowns, Raheem Mostert, I mean, it was 2-3 Broncos getting hands on them with opportunities to tackle them before they scored. Like, their tackling was junior high-level tackling. And I said, I cannot fathom that after just three games, they've already quit on Sean Payton. So I get what you saw, but explain to me. I just don't see how that could happen, Rob, after just three games, especially with a guy that, regardless of how things are going now, has a reputation as a top-level coach. How do you think – like, do you really believe that? Because
I'll give you an example.
It's hard for me to fathom.
It happened with Urban Meyer in Jacksonville. Chris, he came with a resume suitable for framing. Yeah. How could you not look at Urban Meyer and not think that this is a football god as far as coaching, right? And all the success that he had comes down to Jacksonville, Chris, where they have little to no expectations, and that thing went south almost right away. It can happen. If guys don't believe in what you're doing, and I this guy came in with the bravado, Chris. You remember, I want $40 million a year or whatever it was, and I'm the greatest coach and all this kind of bravado. He's sitting there on Colin's couch ripping everybody left and right, and then he's going to rip Nathaniel Hackett. Chris, we got it. He did a bad job. That's why, Sean Payton, you got the job, because he did a bad job, and he did one thing coaches never do. They never critique that guy, Chris, even if it's true. There's no reason to do it. There's a thing called karma. Who's done the worst coaching job in the NFL history now? It's Sean Payton. How could he be on a team with Russell Wilson and some of the players on that Denver Broncos, Chris, that last year, had they averaged 17 points a game, would have been 9-1. You remember the start? They couldn't score to save their lives. And for that proud franchise and that proud defense to give up 70 points that easily tells me or leads me to believe that they've quit on Sean Payton. I don't even know what I was watching. 70 points? You're right, Chris. It's an old Pistons game. From the 90s.
Rob, and look, it was, I mean, they took Tua Tagovailoa and the rest of the starters out early in the fourth quarter. Heck, if they had kept going for it, they might have reached 100. I mean, really. Look, I hear you. Urban Meyer, that is one example of how a coach lost the team immediately. I would say the difference is, one, he had obviously done his at the college level. And, you know, it's a different ballgame. You don't always get that respect at the NFL level just because you got it done in college. He also, as you and I have discussed, brought in the strength and training coach from Iowa who had been accused of racism. That probably, you know, rubbed guys the wrong way. He brought in Tim Tebow, who was not only not a tight end, but a quarterback, and was several years removed from even playing bad football in the NFL. Brought him in to maybe make the team as a tight end. So I think those are some key differences. And then, of course, when Meyer really lost the squad for good, Rob, was when he stayed behind. Remember they got beat and he stayed behind in Ohio and was hanging out and the woman's on his lap and all that stuff and the team went back home. So, but I will give you this. Sean Payton did come in arrogant.
He was arrogant. Yeah, you got to admit Chris.
There's no doubt. And I don't totally discount what you're saying because, like I said, it looks like it. That defense, Rob, was top 10 total defense the past 2 years.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Obviously, they're dead last now after giving up 756 yards and 70 points. But they're last in score in both categories of defense, points allowed and yards allowed. And even if you want to, people I'm sure want to jump on Vance Joseph, the defensive coordinator. Look, who hired him, right? Sean Payton hired him. And so at the end of the day, the buck stops with Sean Payton. Rob, whether they've actually quit on him or not, he deserves the lion's share of the blame. There is no question about it. His guys can't tackle. They had two touchdowns that they had that were called back because of penalties. I mean, the offense is actually playing better. You certainly can't put – Russell Wilson's not looking like the guy in Seattle, but he's looking much better than he did a year ago. Like, you can't really put all this on Russ. And it seems that way. Rob, these are grown men. These are grown men, and I don't know what he's doing, you know, at practices and if he's rubbing guys the wrong way. Does seem like he's to blame whether they've quit on him or not.
And here's some things, Chris. 8 missed tackles week 1, 11 in week 2, and then an ungodly 24 missed tackles in game 3. Look at the
24 and Rob.
That's more than that was more than the previous 2 weeks. And look at those numbers. A lot of that comes with effort too.
No, right.
You know that.
I agree.
That's why you have to look at it. And if I'm ownership, I'm very concerned. I'm going to say how you fix this. I would, if I have to live with him for 1 year, Chris, you know what you do? If you don't want to fire him and give him all that loot.
Yeah, you don't.
You trade him. Find out. Call the Chargers. Do you want him? Trade him. Give me a draft pick. I'll take a bag of 8 footballs and a draft pick, and you can have him. He can go to the Chargers when they fire Brandon Staley. It's just a matter of time on that one.
I agree. That's the job he wanted anyway.
Right.
Understandably, but still, I agree. I can't fire him. There's no way I'm paying him all that money, you know, to go away. But to your point, make a call on the low.
And say, hey, you want
him? Yeah. I mean, look, and we're going to get to it, Rob. I'm not being fooled by this Brandon Staley stuff. He should still get fired. He got so lucky that they won that game, Chris, despite him. We're going to get to that later,
And the other one, remember last year in Cleveland, did the same exact thing.
And the kicker
missed the field goal. You remember they should have lost that game. He's lucky.
Yeah, this wasn't no aberration. Oh, he just made a bet. This is part of what he does. And so I'm with you on that. But, yeah, I think you're right. If I'm the Broncos, you know, I'm watching him closely now. I'm watching him more than anybody. To see if has he lost them already, and then I'm making calls with the Chargers or somebody else. All right. It's the Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. A hot start on this Magic City Monday. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. It's your turn to weigh in. Has Sean Payton already lost his team, the Denver Broncos? Your thoughts next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo.
Of course, you know us as the host of the number one rated show in all of sports talk, the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yeah.
Now, the suits at Fox Sports Radio gave us this airtime because they wanted us to tell you how great our show is.
Why?
Yeah, instead of us doing that, let's just let our millions of fans do the talking.
Yeah, play the tape.
You don't know crap about sports. I mean, why am I even on this crap?
Whoa. That's the wrong tape.
Wrong tape.
Just forget that. Look, listen to the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios, and we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Denver, have the Broncos players already, 3 games in, quit on their head coach, Sean Payton? Your thoughts.
All right, Chris, let's kick it off with Chili Tim in Atlanta. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio on the Magic City Monday. What's up, Tim?
What up, Rob? What up, Noop?
What up, Noop? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. Doing great. Hope you guys are as well.
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
I would take it a step further, man. I think they never bought into him in the first place.
Wow.
I think he is a glorified version of Mike McCarthy.
I've been saying that. I totally agree with that. The numbers are very similar.
But he's a different type of coach. I mean, I think he's more sophisticated offensively and all
that. But the numbers are almost identical.
The win-loss, yeah, both got one Super Bowl. Very, very similar. Both only been to one Super Bowl.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, it's about results. No matter how sophisticated your offense may be, whatever, it's about getting it out of the players. It's hard. Rob, I can't imagine they never bought into him at all. Again, he came with a good reputation. You know, players talk about him like he's a top coach too. So it's not just the media, but that doesn't mean he hadn't lost them already. But I think they definitely bought in initially.
Pretty bad. Kevin in Culver City, California, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Kev?
What's up, guys? God is good.
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Monday here. Let me tell you something. This was playing Sony PlayStation, playing Madden, scoring 70 points. Where you're just scoring and scoring. This was the Little Giants against the Dallas Cowboys with Ed O'Neill and Rick Moranis. This was where I thought they were going to have a mercy rule after 63 points and 70 points. I thought that the mothers and the fathers were going to start running down from the stands saying, stop the game.
Right.
The game.
Somebody's going to get hurt.
Right. Yeah. Well, don't hurt my Johnny. What are you doing out there?
Right.
I thought they were going to take the Capri Suns away from the defense. I mean, this was so bad. And, you know, it's so good for Sean Payne after what he did. Going with the coaches fraternity against the Daniel Hackett. I mean, look, the guy, it was all talk. It was all bravado. Pure indicative. The week before, look at what Bill Belichick did against the same offense. And then look what happened this week. Two different coaches. As for the Miami Dolphins, they're the Showtime Lakers. It was Magic Johnson, James Worthy. I mean, I called before about the most exciting team in the NFL. This is the most exciting team I've seen in the NFL.
And they didn't even have Jalen Waddle.
They had two running backs still for 200 yards. I mean, I didn't know who was the starter, who was the backup. I mean, they had the third string receiver catching touchdowns. I mean, Mike White was throwing dimes.
Oh, yeah, unbelievable. It was ugly all the way around. Thanks, Kev. Appreciate it. Canella, who's in Denver, Chris, is on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Canella? How are you?
What up, though? How we doing tonight, fellas?
Doing
good,
great.
Man. How are you?
I'm doing well. I wasn't doing too well yesterday, man. I ain't seen so many art tabs close so fast. Man, it was a sad sight. That in downtown.
Are you a Broncos fan?
I work for them on a part-time job. I do security at the stadium. By default, yeah. But anyhow, I don't think he lost them yet. But I tell you what, if they lose next week in Chicago to the Bears, tells you everything you need to know. So please ask this question again next Monday.
That's the thing. Bears need a win too. But, Rob, if they lose to the Bears, Rob, I mean, come on. And because the Bears are just about on life support after the way the Chiefs treated them. I mean, you can see
the Bears lost 13 straight. So
yeah, exactly. On paper, this is a worse coaching job than Nat Hackett.
Right.
I don't think it's been worse. I mean, that offense, obviously Russell Wilson, like I said, has been much better. But the defense is atrocious.
But to give up 70
points,
that's
the thing. Yeah.
That's unheard of.
Historically, this would go down as the worst coaching job. You give up 70.
Right.
That's all you – I don't care who you're playing.
That doesn't happen.
I don't care how good Miami is. 70? Unbelievable. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We mentioned Brandon Staley. Is he out of the woods? Not! That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. At the end of your first year, Discover Credit Cards automatically doubles all the cash back that you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned is doubled. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match.
Hey, Chris, did you see the quote from Joe Namath?
Yeah, about Zach Wilson.
I've seen enough of Zach Wilson. I mean, yeah. I think you are in New York.
He said he'd trade him.
Yeah, Chris, and this is what I was talking about last. I knew this. This is what was going to happen with this kid, and it's a shame. And then Robert Saleh, it's going to wind up costing him his job if he keeps – He can't keep playing this game.
They got to move on. I mean, we're going to get to Zach later, but I agree. I mean, I don't mind him giving him a shot, but it's clear. Because it's not fair to the other players.
No.
It's just not. You got 14 games left. You can't turn in the towel right now, right?
You can't
do it. Let's get to another mess, Rob. I mean, and you and I, this is not a second guess by us. We have said this for a while. I mean, we were very critical of Brandon Staley from the get-go when he was going for it on all those fourth downs.
We saw all the games that he blew, Chris. There were plenty of games that they should have won that they blew.
Yep, and the leads that they had that they lost. And they did the one of the stories right now going into this games this weekend, I should say, when the Chargers played the Minnesota Vikings was if Staley loses, could he be fired? And or should he be fired, and will he be fired? And they won 28-24 against the winless Minnesota Vikings. But Rob, they won in spite of Brandon Staley, the head coach.
Chris.
It was 4th and 1. So they're up.
They're up
28-24, 4 points with 1:51 left to play at their own 24-yard line. And on 4th and 1, instead of punting and trusting the defense, they had held Minnesota to 24 points. High-scoring Kirk Cousins, Justin Jefferson, held them to 24 points. Instead of punting and making them go, 65, 70 yards for a touchdown?
A field goal doesn't tie the game. And the field goal won't beat you.
Yep.
So that's why if they're going to score a touchdown and beat you, then you're going to have to live with that. But you can't give them the ball there, Chris. You just can't.
No. I mean, right, and they luckily, and sure enough, they get stopped. Minnesota gets to, well, where was it Kirk Cousins got to? The
10, 9?
Closer than that. They got to the 6-yard line, okay, first and goal from the 6, and they blew it. They got there with 41 seconds left, Rob, or about 35 seconds left. First and goal from the 6. They had no timeouts left, and Kirk Cousins says he couldn't hear his coach in the headset because the crowd was so loud, and so they let 20 seconds go off the clock, ran just – Cousins called the play, and they threw it, it was tipped, and it amounted to an interception. And that's how the Chargers survived. Rob, the Chargers also got lucky on that touchdown catch by Joshua Palmer. Remember, that should have been intercepted, and it ended up being deflected, and he scores on touchdown. So, Rob, honestly, I feel like they still should fire Brandon Staley.
I'm with you. Even with the win, Chris, if I'm – ownership or I'm front office, I don't care if you hired the guy, you got to stop and look. It ain't fair to the team. You just talked about it earlier. It's not fair to the other guys, right? Chris, the coach is killing you.
Yep.
How? He doesn't have any confidence that the defense can stop them when they have to get a touchdown. If I'm on the defensive side, I'm like, what is this? What? You think we can't stop anybody?
Right.
And really?
The offensive side, you're upset. Every player has to be upset, Rob. They work too hard for you to put a game in jeopardy because of your poor coaching decisions. They do.
And he's done it over and over and over. Last year, there was another famous one, Chris, that he got bailed out when he was playing the Browns. He did the same thing on a 4th down. They didn't get it. And then the Browns kicker missed the field goal, a makeable field goal, Chris. He missed it, just missed it.
Yep. And Rob G, do we have sound? Because Staley justified.
As always, he does the same thing.
Justifying his call.
Yeah, just no timeouts, and it was less than a yard, and just we feel like we had the play to finish with the ball. We were protecting, 4 points, not 3, so that was part of, my thought process, and I believe in our group. We came here to win, and that's what we were trying to do.
I'm sorry, Rob.
That makes no sense, actually, when he says we were protecting 4, not 3.
Right. That's why you should have kicked it.
Right.
Or another reason you should have kicked it. There's plenty.
But that, right, if it was 3, Chris, you would go like, okay, I get it. You can wind up, they can get a field goal and tie it. And you're trying to do something here.
And even then, I'm punting it.
No, I'm
punting
it because
they're right there in field goal position anyway.
Right, I agree.
But if you try, I guess he might try to say, I trust our guys to hold them from the 24-yard line. But that's ridiculous. It was just a horrible decision.
Right.
Well, and it's the latest in many horrible ones, Rob.
But it makes no sense, Chris. You believe in your guys there at your 24, but not at their 35? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Does that make any sense? It makes none.
And I'm sorry, and I know I believe, Brandon Staley played football at some level. So I'm not just saying he's not just a straight up analytics guy. I think he played at Dayton, which is a strong Division III program. But Rob, this is analytics run amok. I don't care if the probability, because Rob G, do you know? Check it out if you, I mean, because other people have said that that was the right call probability wise. I don't care. These are not, you know, machines on a television. It's not a video game. These are human beings who, one, may do something differently than the analytics say. Yeah, give it to me, Rob G.
According to ESPN win probability analytics, they had an 80% chance of winning if they would have punted, and they had an 89% chance of winning if they had gone for it.
Yeah, I don't know. Do they say why that's the case?
They say because if you get it, then you win the game.
Well, if you get it, we get that.
If you get it,
yeah. but the 80%, I don't know how that could be.
They said there was a 73% chance of them getting the first down on that run play.
It's just
I get it. With a 1 yard, you think you could get it. I understand right. that, but I don't understand logically just from the idea of you got to always think of. When you do,
Rob, here's another thing though. In the game, the Chargers ran the ball 15 times for 30 yards.
So right there, they weren't even.
Eleven of it came from
two Justin Herbert scrambles.
Right.
So between the running backs, they had 13 carries for 19 yards.
That's what I mean. They weren't even getting enough.
In general, a bad running team averages close to 4 yards a carry, right?
Right.
For the year. All like 3-7, whatever. So you would think on 4th and 2, right? If we're averaging 3.5 yards a carry, we're going to get it. Like, that's what the numbers say, but teams don't do that regularly because if you don't get it, now you're in serious jeopardy.
And here's the other
thing,
too. And
teams don't get it all the time. I mean,
But you also help the defense, Chris, when they know you're running the football. Like, that's why a lot of those plays don't work.
Right.
Because you need 1 yard or 2 yards, and the defense isn't going to defend the receivers. They're all stacking the box.
Right.
So it's harder. It's harder.
Great point. Because generally, you run. They don't know you're running.
They don't know you're running, right.
Right. That's a great point. I mean, I'm sorry. And again, Rob, even if the numbers said it, still, we talk about this with baseball. We talk about it with basketball. Play the game. These are human beings that not only may move and act differently than the numbers say, but also, Rob, they're human beings that when you fail and you blow it for them, they're going to remember that.
Yep.
We've already seen two of their best players, Keenan Allen and Austin Eckler, over the last year and a half, year or so, criticize the coaching.
Yep.
So, really? You think these dudes aren't stupid? If you and I see it, they don't see it. Like, they're not thinking
the
what?
They're like, what are we doing? That's exactly. You remember, who was it who tweeted out?
Allen, WTF?
WTF.
Keenan Allen.
WTF, on his own coach, and he's sitting at home, injured, Chris, watching at home going, what?
No doubt, no doubt. And Rob, it's going to happen again. They got away with it this week, but it's going to happen again. He's going to blow a game for you. And that's why I would say, you know, it's still time to move on. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We're getting ready for this Bengals-Rams game. And obviously the Eagles and the Buccaneers are playing right now. No score late in the first quarter. Philadelphia is threatening in the red zone for Tampa Bay. And then, of course, the Bengals and the Rams about to come up. And Joe Burrow is playing. Rob and I will discuss that next. Plus, Shekel City. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you and sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, therapy can bring out a whole new you, and BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. You can get 10% off your first month of online therapy at BetterHelp.com/OddCouple. That's BetterHelp.com/OddCouple. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Chris was not happy. Yesterday I won $365. And I had another ticket, Chris, a five-game parlay off of our picks from the Pigskin Pickoff.
Wow.
I hit the first four picks. I'm sitting there for Sunday Night Football waiting for the Raiders to cover the 2.5 points. And my heart is beating out of my chest. They scored a first touchdown. I'm like, I'm going to win another $650. I was destined to win $1,000 total, Chris. And then, wah, wah, wah. The Raiders screwed me. I was in my feelings last night.
Wow.
So anyway, I was 4-1. Chris, I don't know what your picks were, but I was 4-1.
3-2.
Yeah. So there you go.
Our man Ephraim Salam filled in for you. Guess what he was?
What?
1-4.
Yeah. and he played in the league. Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying?
How about new?
Man, but Chris, the gap between me and you, wider than David Letterman's teeth. I'm just saying.
2 games? You're up 2 games. You know I got a late rally. It ain't even late yet.
All right. We're just saying. All right, here we go. Shekel City tonight, Chris. All football, I'm going to go with the Eagles -5.5. They're down in Tampa Bay against the Bucs, up 3-0. First quarter's almost over. I also have I'm going to take the Bengals -3 against the Rams. I know that Joe Burrow's hurt, Chris. The Bengals are desperate. They can't lose. They need to win this game. I'm just going, I shouldn't be betting them, but I'm going to bet them -3. And then in that game, I'm going to go with the under 45, Chris, the Bengals and Rams, under 45 as a total. So there's another parlay. I put another 50 down. There's a good chance I could win another 360 or 70. So I'm just letting it roll this football season. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right. Well, Rob, you said you're betting on the Bengals. Here's the thing. Let's talk about Joe Burrow. Calf injury. He's playing through it. I don't think they should be playing him, Rob.
You mentioned this last week. And still they're going to put him out there, Chris. And I think it's a dangerous thing. And a buddy of mine who's a doctor in New York, Patrick, he texted me earlier, Chris. He says, this looks like the Kevin Durant. You remember when
really?
We were getting? Yep. He said that they're rolling the dice with this, that this could be dangerous, you know. And he's just from afar. He hasn't examined anybody.
Yeah, but
anybody,
that's
but
still,
you know what
he
I mean.
I get it. He is a doctor. And there have been, Rob, last week,
yep.
You weren't, I think the day you were off, we talked about a doctor who spoke to CBS Sports 30 years in the game as a trainer, and he said that Burrow should take like 4 weeks off. You know, just and look, if I knew that he could play through this injury, it was just a matter of pain threshold. Yes, okay, he's not going to be 100%. He might be 75, 80%. But there's no, you know, chance he could get hurt further, at least as far as that injury.
Remember they said that with Durant. Oh, he can't do any further damage. Well, remember that?
Yeah, that's always baffled me because it's like you can always get hurt. But I get it. Like if they say you can't injure that muscle anymore, right? You're not putting it at risk. But this doesn't seem to be that case, Rob, because we know how a calf injury can, doesn't automatically,
but
can become an Achilles.
Right.
And so my thing, like, I'm sure, look, they got doctors, and I give them the benefit of the doubt, I guess, that they've, you know, they're doing the honest and right thing. And I'm sure Rob Burrow is like, I'm ready to, like, I want to play. I can play through it. And especially, Rob, because at least he's gotten his money, right? He got his $275 million contract. So even if he gets hurt, he's good. But even then, Rob, I would just rest him, see if we can tread water and, you know, bring him back, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks,
Chris,
or whatever.
Chris,
and see if we can make a run.
Truth be told, if you're the Bengals, you might have to just regroup and be like, we're going to have to give this season up. Because we're talking about long term. I get it. You don't know how long Chase is going to be there, Chris, and who's the other?
Well, they'll re-sign Chase. They might lose T. Higgins.
T. Higgins. Yeah. But I mean, you're going to give up. You're going to lose one of those guys. And what
probably
I'm saying.
Probably Higgins, yeah.
Right. But I'm saying is long term, you want it to be able to not do enough damage to where you wind up hurting this guy. And you got to say to yourself, I'd rather wait. And even if we have to give up the season to get him back healthy and not put him in harm's way.
Right. Well, what if he gets hurt 4 weeks from now? He plays through it. He seems okay, but he's not healed, but he seems to be getting through it. And then in 4 weeks he gets hurt. And now not only is this season basically done, but next season might be in jeopardy, right?
Yeah, that's always another thing too. Yeah.
I hear you. I mean, and look, in the offices, the execs can talk like you just said, like, look, if we have to give up this season, the players won't. And that's what I want from my players, right? I want them like, okay, look, Joe's out. We get it. We're going to get him healthy. But we still believe we can make the playoffs. You know what I mean? You don't concede in your mind. We can concede for you, but they still got to fight for it. But I agree with your sentiment. I'd rather give up this one season then potentially give up this season and next season. He's our future. So let's keep him healthy. And Robbie's already had an injury history. So now you're putting him out there in a compromised state, and it could be bad. So we got 2 hours left of the Odd Couple. Y'all know what to do. Lock it!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.